KXFM, this is Tyler Russell, very proud to bring you an interview with one of our candidates for city clerk, and that is Anne-Marie McKay. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tyler. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Nice to see you. And if you could please start by telling the folks, just diving right in, what made you want to do this, and how did the decision get prompted in your life this year to run for city clerk?
Sure. So I had worked for the city for 10 years, and I left to pursue an opportunity at a law firm, which is where I am now. And I was in my office at the law firm when I received a call from someone that I've known for years that's active in the community. And she mentioned to me that the current city clerk is planning on retiring. And had I heard? And I had not, obviously. And she suggested that maybe I should run, which kind of threw me back. So I had to take a little bit to think about it. And once I thought about it, I realized literally everything that has occurred in my life has prepared me for this position. And once that sunk in and I realized what a positive difference and change and impact I could have on a community that I love, I decided, yes, I'm going to run. I'm going to put myself out there. And so I've been going full force since February.
Yeah, you've been working hard on your campaign. I don't think anybody could say otherwise. Right. And I mean, maybe you can address this. You've been doing it completely on your own, campaigning. So what gives you the drive to do that every day? I mean, you're working endlessly on this thing.
Yes. So campaigning, even for something like city clerk, is basically another full-time job. So it's doing two full-time jobs.
Yeah.
But I'm really passionate about Laguna, and I'm passionate about wanting to serve as city clerk, and I know what my skills are. So I'm just focusing all my attention that I possibly can and to making sure that people know who I am and know what I have to offer. And the best person to let them know that is me.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that I'm not, I mean, I have wonderful supporters. I have wonderful people that are helping me with my campaign, but I want to make sure that I know what that message is and how that message is being presented. So yes, I'm doing the designs of my yard sign. I'm doing my website. I'm producing my videos. And again, it's because I want to make sure that the message going out there is coming truly from me and people know Anne-Marie McKay.
Yeah. So you mentioned you felt that you realized everything in your life has prepared you for the challenges and the skill set needed for this position. What are some of those things? What are some of the things that occurred in your life that prepared you?
Sure. So as I mentioned, I worked 10 years for the city of Laguna Beach. I worked in community development where I interfaced with every other department, including the city clerk's office. So I know city operations. I know how things are done, but I don't have any conflicts of loyalties. I'm not currently there, and I certainly just have no connections to people currently working there. The city manager, the city officials, they all know I couldn't be compromised when I was an employee, so they know I won't be compromised as an elected official. But on top of that, I'm skilled with technology. Despite what you may hear, the city clerk does not determine what technology the city uses. But with the right skills that I have, you can leverage that technology to improve access and transparency, which is what I will do. I also know this city. I'm an active volunteer. I have been for years. I'm president of PUP Laguna Beach, which is the nonprofit that supports the Laguna Beach Animal Shelter, where I've been volunteering since 2011. I'm a volunteer with Lifelong Laguna from the senior center, helping our seniors when they need earthquake kits installed or just a call to make sure they're doing okay during COVID. I'm a proven manager. You know, I served in the Air Force where I managed programs that protected our way of life here in this country. I'm currently the office manager for a well-respected law firm where I manage the day-to-day operations. I know how to manage an office. I know how to manage people. I know how to get information to people that they need. I have the proven independence and transparency, most important, to being city clerk, from the being in the most diverse military in the world to friends and family and people I've worked and volunteered with from all views, all walks of life. All of that has prepared me to serve this community as the next city clerk.
Well, let's talk about why, what impact it actually makes on the public who sits in the city clerk chair. So, you know, it's unlike city council where, you know, you care very much who's there because you're going to be petitioning that person all the time to get your agenda passed or whatever. So why does it matter to the public who's the city clerk, and why again, should that be you, the person interfacing with them?
Sure. So as I've been campaigning, one of the things I've realized is most people have no idea what the city clerk
sure.
does.
I guess that's kind of what I'm asking as right. well in my question.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it's done right, you shouldn't know what the city clerk does because the city clerk just does it for you without you realizing what they're doing. But what's important about the city clerk is that's your ambassador to the city. So when you need something from your city council or you need something done within the city and you don't know who to go to, you go to your city clerk and they help you with that and make sure it's done. If you're not getting responses, you can go to your city clerk and they'll make sure that you get the response you need. But most importantly, they're the ones who make sure that elections are handled appropriately. They make sure that if you want any sort of records for public records requests, that you get the records that you deserve as a citizen, as a member of the public, that you shouldn't have to jump through a bunch of governmental red tape. Your city clerk should be there to help you and assist you. So it's important that you know that you can trust your city clerk, that regardless of where you stand on issues, what conflicts you might have with the city manager or certain council members or certain neighbors, certain people who have deep pockets, that it won't matter because your city clerk is there to help you. And so you need to trust that your city clerk is not being used by any certain group or individual or anything, that you can trust they're there to be your voice. And I'm proving through my campaign and proven through my entire life that I'm here to be someone's voice, to help anyone that needs assistance, regardless of where you stand on any issue, who you are, how much you have in your pockets, or how little, like I have in my pockets.
Your opponent mentioned a few things that she would like to change about the way the office works. I know you touched a little bit on technology, saying, you know, you may or may not be able to actually make some of those changes. What do you think? Are there things that you would change in terms of how the job is streamlined or how it interacts with the public or anything at all?
Well, yes, Tyler. So since I started running in February, I've been clear about two things. And one was we must improve transparency within the city, and we must maintain that independence with the city clerk's office. So since February, I've been stating that, and I've expounded upon that in my website. And, you know, I'm honored that my opponent apparently agrees with me. So my priorities are to improve transparency, to improve access, and to improve efficiency. And all of those things I will do by leveraging my skills in technology. So, for instance, transparency, I will make sure that all records are accessible, not just what's legally required. I went to look up some records, and they weren't on the website, and I know it's because it's not legally required. But if the public wants information, I want it as easy for them to get as possible. Access, make sure the city clerk's webpage is updated. It's not currently. It hasn't been since I've been trying to get information on there. It takes time. It takes skills to keep websites and web pages updated. If you check out my website, I work hard to keep that updated. I will work hard to keep the city clerk's webpage updated. Efficiency. Make documents searchable. So the agendas, the minutes, the recaps, you can scan those in so that they're searchable by keyword. So if you go to look for something on historical properties, you can just put something in there and it pops it up. But they're not being scanned to be searchable right now, so it doesn't work the way it's supposed to. And then the other thing is bookmarking meetings. When I worked planning commission meetings, I made sure that as we went through the agenda, that I bookmarked items so that later when you went back to check out the video, you can just click on that item. It would jump to that spot on the video. It's not difficult to do, but it's not being done currently for city council meetings. So I'll make sure that's done. So overall, I just want to build upon the foundation set by the previous city clerks to bring the office into the future while also ensuring transparency is improved and unbiased, excellent assistance is provided to everyone.
Your opponent had an opportunity to address any negative hearsay about her and comment on that. Are there any things that people are saying about you or your campaign that you would like to set the record straight on and say, no, I'm actually not those things?
Sure. Thank you for that opportunity. The only couple things I have heard, one was at the very beginning of campaigning, I had heard that apparently I left the city as a disgruntled employee.
Okay.
Which is news to me, because I didn't feel disgruntled. But to set the record straight, when I worked for the city of Laguna Beach, I was an administrative assistant. So I managed the day-to-day things that happen in the office, but I could make no decisions or make no changes. All I could do is, you know, I've been here for 10 years. This is what I see. This is what I see needing to be improved. And either people took that and took action or didn't. Towards the end of my time there, I didn't see things being done to help the public, to help the staff, regardless of what I said and my experience that I provided. No action was being taken to make things better. For instance, an hour and a half waiting to be assisted as a member of the public was unacceptable to me, but nothing was being changed. So when the opportunity presented itself for me to go be an office manager at a law firm, something I'd never done before, but I knew I could really help that law firm see its full potential, I decided this was a good time for me. You know, the city was going in a different track with its employees. I wasn't, my voice, my skills weren't being used to their fullest potential. So I left, and I told them the reasons I left.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very transparent, and I always have been. So I made sure that the city manager understood why I was leaving. I want to come back as city clerk because I see that I will be able to use my skills and be able to make the changes that would make a positive impact, because it's a completely different position. The only other thing I heard was my opponent is going through the certification program. And so I've heard that somehow that makes her where she could step right in and do the job and I could not. I would like to address that because I don't think people understand what she's talking about. The City Clerks Association of California has a 2-year certification program. But you can't be certified unless you've been an active member for 2 years, and you can't be an active member unless you've been a municipal clerk. Neither me or my opponent are working as municipal clerks. Neither of us can be certified until we've been in the job for 2 years. Yes, you can take the courses at UC Riverside if you can spend the $1,600 to do so, and once they're offering it in person again. But that's not the only way to get the education. It's a continuing education program for municipal clerks. Just like any other program, you can get the knowledge and skills in other ways. And I'd like to just make the point that Verna Rollinger, who was the longest serving city clerk the city has had, wasn't certified for years after she became clerk. Martha Anderson, who served after her, didn't get certified until after she became city clerk. I know that with my real world experience and my own self-education, that I'll be able to walk in on day one and make a positive impact. I have studied up everything you can possibly study up. I already know the city, so I studied up on election law so I can make sure my own campaign complies, and so I can assist anyone else that needs some assistance. So I have never taken on a job that I haven't excelled at and improved, and the Laguna Beach City Clerk will be no exception to that. I have a proven record of acting independently, of having extensive knowledge and skills related to city operations and technology. I have a true devotion to service. I treat everyone equally and always have, and I will bring that to the city clerk's office, certified or not.
Great. We're getting close to the end here, and with Anne-Marie McKay running for city clerk here in Laguna Beach, we'll talk about your endorsements to finish us off. But I do want to ask you, this is my only hardball question, okay? I want to ask you because you did not receive the endorsements of most of city council and city management. So if you got into the role, how would it feel to you, okay, now I have to work with these people who didn't endorse my campaign? How might that impact the job?
For me, it's not going to impact me at all. I've always worked well with all of them. I've worked with John Pitig, the city manager. I've worked with all the council members, either while they were in the council or when they served in planning commission or design review board. If you ask any of them if I'm capable of doing the job as city clerk well, If they answer honestly, they'd have to answer yes. So they have chosen to endorse someone that they currently work with. I have no issue with that. They know that they can come to me and expect excellent assistance from me regardless. I have no issue with who they endorse and who they don't. I will do the job and do it well like I always have.
Okay. Well, on that note, let's close with who did endorse you. So go through some of those endorsements.
Sure, sure. So I am running a grassroots campaign because I want to be the voice of the people. So that's what you will see on my list of endorsements on my website, and I invite anyone to go there to see them. Importantly is I am honored to be endorsed by our previous city clerks. As I mentioned, Verna Rollinger was city clerk from 1976 to 2004. Martha Anderson was city clerk from 2004 to 2012, and I'm also endorsed by Meg Monahan, who was a deputy city clerk for Laguna Beach and served as city clerk for another city. So I have the backing of past city clerks, and I'm honored by that. And again, I just recommend anyone to go to my website, mckayforcityclerk.com, to see the list of other groups and individuals. I have backings from people that are business owners to teachers to everyone in between, because again, I just want to be a voice of the people.
Anne Marie McKay, running for city clerk. Anything else you want to add before we have to go? Anything we left out?
All I want to say is make a good decision. Vote for McKay for city clerk. Your voice.
Thank you, Anne Marie. Good luck this election season, and we'll hope to see you soon.
Thank you, Tyler. All right. I appreciate it.